Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. Welcome to the Jen and Tim Show on Cleveland Star 102. Yesterday, good leaf day. I think I finally got, 70% of leaves, because 100% is impossible unless
you hire somebody.
And even then, there's a straight leaf from 2006 that's still in the mulch somewhere that you just can't get out. So
we got the Christmas lights up. And when I say I mean Nate.
Boy,
I didn't do it.
I started it. Okay. My wife started it, and I plugged a couple things in. So I'm not – that's to be fair.
That's
I almost
awesome.
Took that credit, and that is not – I will do the lights. I do like doing the outside of lights. She likes doing the inside of lights. But, so she was putting some things up, and I was like, oh, you know. I don't understand – and we're not getting this now. We're getting a dead guy in the envelope. What I don't understand is the year is what? It's 2024. Christmas lights have been around for how long? And there just is no good. There's just no good lights. As in, they all get tangled. I threw away like four of the strands. Half of them are lit, and I'm trying to make two good strands out of four strands. It is the most annoying part of the season. I love the holiday season. I love lights. I love everything about the holiday. I can't wait for Christmas music this Friday. On and on and on. The lights, man, like getting them back out of the bins and trying to see if they were there is a nightmare. And then I have the bright white lights,
and then the warm yellowish light.
Yeah. It's just
that's
a thing. It's such a pain.
I feel like you need a light intervention. Like at the end of the season, we need to go through all your lights. We need to organize them, and we need to color code them.
Yeah.
So that you won't have to deal with this next year.
Then randomly, I had a string of purple.
Where did that string of purple lights come from?
I guess it should be in the Halloween bin.
Yeah.
Tis the season. That it is bin season. Not binge. It is bin.
Yeah.
All the bins that I've had to bring up, maybe you have, Renee. That is an entire lot of bins. Oh, that makes me look forward to this. He's dead. He's a guy. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. Who is he? No one knows. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. Game continues. For anybody that's just joining us for the first time, what is dead guy in an envelope?
Well, Tim, we have the name of a guy, and we put it in an envelope, Tim, back in January. He's dead. He's a guy. You just have to guess who he is. You win nothing if you figure it out.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites, Jen and Tim Show, looking for a guest for Dead Guy in an Envelope. Good morning. You got a good guest for us?
Oh, I hope so.
How are you?
Wouldn't that be nice?
I would be elated if you guessed Dead Guy in an Envelope today.
All right, I'm just going to go for it. Meatloaf.
Yeah!
Yes!
I cannot believe you just guessed it. Oh my God, this is the best day of life ever. I love you. I love you. Merry Christmas. This is the best day ever.
Can I say, Cleveland, this one's for you?
Yes! Yes, yes, yes! Star 102.
I can't believe it.
Cleveland's feel good favorites. My friend Debbie just texted me, finally, someone guessed. I cannot believe it. I just sent back a smile emoji. I'm still shocked. I don't even know what to compare this to. It's almost like low-key winning the lottery.
When she said meatloaf, I I was so stunned. I couldn't believe it. And then my heart was like racing over the excitement. I can't believe in all the months we played Dead Guy in an Envelope since January, nobody guessed Meatloaf until today. And it is amazing that we finally have a winner and we could put this game to rest. So wonderful.
Can you imagine somebody from our early morning crew that has been listening since January? So I'm just guessing 200, 220, whatever number of guesses that ends up being. And he or she had the day off today.
Oh, they would be very upset. They didn't get to hear. Very upset.
I can't believe that happened. I cannot believe that just happened.
I can't either. Like, I thought it was, I truly thought we were just going to go on with this forever and ever and ever.
Oh, yeah. You can always reach out. We've mentioned this. You know how to reach out to us. Jen and Tim Show, Star 102 Cleveland. Also, any new time listeners are thinking to themselves, well, that game was easy.
That's true.
They figure that out in two days.
No.
Annette. What? OMG, Meatloaf. Dead Guy is out of the envelope. Finally, with a bunch of party emojis. All you need to do is give that girl a prize. Gina and Menner will go down as an infamy in the game. The game is silly. The game is early. We do it like to actually figure that one out and get, I can't believe, Nicole, I cannot believe. And now we all know it's Meatloaf.
Yep. Gina is now Jen and Tim Show royalty is really what it is.
That's what JB wants to get on this. JB, can you believe it, brother?
Yeah, baby. Meatloaf.
That name and that game, I feel like, are going to live on in, like, Cleveland radio history forever. I cannot believe what just happened. All the radio stations are down the hallway here at Odyssey, and everybody could hear us scream. I think we made it to four stations on the air from our screen.
Yeah. Today's my son's birthday, too, so happy birthday, Logan. Meatloaf. Oh, my gosh. Woo!
Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Olé!
Is there any movie releases this weekend? It seems like it's kind of like just kind of low key. We had Red One last week. You saw it and said it was great.
I did. I saw it. And then when I went to see Red One, the trailer for Wicked plays beforehand.
Oh, okay.
Oh, it looks so good. I get goosebumps when I see this trailer. Like, I've seen Wicked, at Playhouse Square many times. I've traveled to Chicago to see Wicked. I love Wicked. It's just phenomenal. And anyone that's seen it, I think, would agree. They love Wicked. And, have you seen any movie promotion like that? Like, I think Barbie they promoted.
That's what I told Stevie off the air.
Like, crazy like this. But, like, they have been everywhere promoting this film. I mean, there are products, there's everything. So I know it's going to be huge. We've been talking about this release date. It comes out Friday. So I went ahead and I bought tickets ahead of time. And, I mean, I bought tickets for my immediate family, the four of us. I bought tickets for my parents and then my brother and sister-in-law and nephew. We have, like, a whole row. We're going to see Wicked on Friday. I know you're going to ask what time.
Yeah.
3:45.
Oh, late for you.
I know. That is late for me. Well, the kids are in school, but we're going to go. But I have a concern. I'm a little worried about going to see Wicked in the theater the day it opens.
This is fair. I also have a question for you. Also, Stevie has another angle to this as well. Because it is, as you mentioned, it is everywhere. There's
everywhere.
I mean, what can you buy? You can buy Wicked. Everything is being promoted all over the place. If you don't know, I mean, that's this weekend. It's a big, big deal. So, a concern about watching it the day of?
Yeah, this better not happen.
Okay.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
We're going to talk about your concern with watching Wicked at the theater. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorite.
Yeah, I bought the tickets already because I think opening weekend it's going to be pretty huge, and I want to go. We have like a whole row of people. What I'm worried about is that we're going to get there, and there's a lot of people that are Wicked fans, as shown by the fact that this is becoming a movie and the sellouts of the Broadway shows for years and years and years. I'm afraid people are going to sing along out loud. Like, I want to hear the girls in the movie sing. I want to hear Glinda. I want to hear Elphaba. Now, let me be very full disclosure. I'm afraid I'll sing out loud, too, because I'll be so excited. I mean, literally, I get goosebumps when I listen to the music, when I hear Defying Gravity. I was listening to it on the way in this morning. I can't stop singing it. I'm so excited. I didn't know I'd be so excited. I cannot do that. I mean, Idina Menzel sang it. Like,
And you have Ariana Grande. You have some elite voices. Elite. Yeah, right. I got you.
It's going to be so wonderful, but I am so worried. Like, you remember this was a concern when the Taylor Swift Eras Tour came out and everyone's like, well, we're singing in the theater. We got to sing along. We love all the music, blah, blah, blah. Are people going to do this at the movie? Because I don't want to hear them sing. I want to hear the movie.
Anybody else looking forward to this or have that concern, let us know. 216-343-1021. When I had heard that, back to the Eras Tour quickly before we get back to Wicked, I thought maybe this was just a New York select showing, everybody singing, and that was kind of a one-off. Like, this isn't happening here.
Right.
And then I took my daughter. First weekend, she idolizes Taylor Swift, wants to be Taylor Swift, loves Travis Kelce, like the entire thing. And we went to the movie theater by Great Lakes Mall. She didn't sit down the entire time. She was up front with girls. She had no idea who they were. They were just bonding over her songs.
Singing at the top
of their lungs. And I imagine that the couple that came there without kids, that watched the entire thing, it was probably the most miserable thing of life. But I don't know. That's a great point because, I mean, the songs are legendary. I mean, if you know, you've seen it, like you said, you've seen it a bajillion times. You know the lyrics. You're at least mentally singing along with it.
100%. Like, I'm afraid I will burst into song just because it's so emotional and so good. I mean, even the Taylor Swift thing, though, I would say because that was a concert film, I feel like that's a little bit different. The expectation is different. This is just a film with music in it. Like,
I bet they'll sing.
Could we just not sing?
I bet that
they... please not sing?
And by the way...
I don't want to see it twice.
Nate, if you're listening and Jen starts singing, please get video of that so we can post that on Monday.
Do not.
That would be amazing. All right, who's doing it? Who's singing it Wicked? That's what we're talking about. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Jen's in.
No, I don't.
Your whole row. The entire row.
Stop. By the way, I don't know why I didn't think of this. My mother's probably going to be the one singing, and I'm going to have to talk to her ahead of time. Mom? Please do not sing during this film.
It's so funny, and I understand clearly being annoyed. You have the tickets, you have your seats, you're ready to go. You love Wicked. I also understand on the other side of it being so excited and the cast that is a part of this and the hype that's been around it for who knows how long. And they're in every show. There's Wicked makeup. There's everything around. I understand singing along too.
I get it, and I get that you're going to want to, but let's not. Can we just watch the movie once? And then when it comes out at home, you could sing at home along with it.
Morning to you.
Hi. I just wanted to talk about singing along.
Yeah. Are you gonna?
Heck no. No. I got to tell you, when Hamilton came out and it was a big, buzz about Hamilton, everyone loved it. And I finally got tickets and the people next to me were singing out loud the whole time. This is at the Playhouse.
And, oh, like during the live show even?
Yes.
Oh.
And it drove me nuts.
Yeah.
And then recently I saw that Michael Jackson show, which, this 10-year-old next to me was singing all the songs, which that I can understand a little bit more. But I agree. It ruins it.
Star 102, good morning, Trish. How are you?
Oh, good. How are you?
Good. You going to be singing Wicked?
No, we actually got to see it last night with our girlfriend.
No way. Year. Oh, my gosh. Tell us everything. Everything, everything.
It was amazing. They did a promo at Crocker Park at Regal for Amazon Prime members. So we got 16 Girl Scout girls and moms to go, and it was wonderful. Like, the best show ever.
Were people singing along with the film?
Not really, but it was hard not to clap like you do when you're at the theater. Like, after some of the songs ended, you almost wanted to cheer like they were actors were there in front of you.
Oh, this makes sense. I get that. I didn't even think of that. Now, here's another question. Does it veer at all from the live show, or is it exactly the same?
It's pretty close, but they add more filler to it, and it's beautiful singing. It's beautiful visually. Like, it's 2 hours and 40 minutes, but it goes so quick. You never once think, why is it so long?
Oh, Noah and Max, I hope they're listening.
My kids are
3-hour movie for them? Film musical?
My kids are already mad at making them go. And I'm like, I don't care. You have to see this. It is going to be such a big deal. You're going to love it. Thanks for listening to the Jen and Tim Show podcast.
Listen to new episodes daily on your Odyssey app.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carman Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.